Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Playful Podcast, your guide into the underground scene where we discover topics on kink and electronic music every week. Don't forget to subscribe to not miss out on our next episode.
We are very excited to be here today with DDM producer Cassie Raptor. In this conversation, we speak about who she was as a teenager and how not compromising is in all her essence. What it was like to make the decision of start DJing and producing, and her struggles along the journey, as well as making connections between musical trends and the outer world and foreseeing some future trends within the techno community, and much more. Let's get to it. I am Amanda, and this is Playful Podcast. You have more than these three, or?
No, I just started my family now, so yes. From yes, because I heard dinosaurs are not dead, of course. So I traveled the world to bring back my family. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Amazing.
They were all gifts from gigs. People gave me that when I was playing. So I'm super happy.
They are beautiful.
Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Super happy.
All right, cheers. So welcome to Playful Podcast.
Thank you for having me. Oh my God.
We are so
it's
excited
gonna be
to
a fun
have
session.
You.
It's going to be a fun session, I'm sure.
You have just as much energy as your sets.
Always.
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 It's amazing.
Always. And imagine there is no sound. So when music is on, it's even worse. Oh my God. You can't stop me.
Wow. But then have you always been into fast music?
Quite fast, not the extreme fast, but quite fast. But I come from the metal music.
Yeah.
I'm used to heavy stuff and strong stuff, but it's not always about the BPM, but quite strong energy. Yes. Mm. Yes, yes.
That matched your vibe.
I come from this, you know,
yeah.
My standard of the, how can I say, of the... sensibility of music and romanticism in the music. For me, it's not like everybody, maybe. Dark stuff for me are happy stuff, you know? So I feel so comfortable in the dark because I come from this, and for me it's not the deep dark, you know?
No.
It's something that fits my feeling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Then it can even be bright because you can be calmed by it.
Yes.
Right? Okay, if you would describe yourself using three words, what would they be?
It's not an easy question, but...
Energetic?
I try three words. First one, of course, is the fire. Fire. Yes, I think... Yes, I have the fire inside burning always, you know.
I love that.
The second one could be something like honest, true, you know, because I never lie when I play, when I do my music. I put all my feelings and current emotion in it, and I can't just... I can't just play, you know, like
something
show
that the
off.
Audience it's, wants.
I need to be recorded to the feeling I have, the emotion I feel, and the energy in the crowd. Of course, it's like something.
That's interesting. Can I ask on that one? Course. But because if you have a certain energy, let's say you planned a set beforehand, but you enter with another energy, do you have to reevaluate the whole?
Yes, when this happens, I have to do adjustments for sure. I try to choose the parties where I can play the set I prepared, you know, with the crowd ready for this kind of set. But sometimes it happens. And I have to, I don't know, slow down or pick another track or put... I have to choose the track who gonna unit all together, and then, you know, when I have when I found that track and they like this kind of vibe, I will restart from this to create another path to end to my set, you know, to finish with my set, and it's working each time.
It's working. Yes, very well.
If it's not working straight, you have to connect with the people. So if not, you're just playing alone. I don't like this.
Yeah, I like connection. You can hear, I can imagine myself hearing when it's like this as an audience, from the audience perspective, that you are like, it's not connected. Or maybe it's just me in the room not feeling connected, but to me it's a huge part to feel connected to the DJ. And like being in their field, kind of. But okay, fiery, honest, and last one.
Workaholic.
Yeah, because you have so much energy, so you're just...
Yes, I just work all the time. I love this. Yeah. I love it. I'm passionate about this. The music series, it's work, but it's not, you know. I'm so happy to work all the time on the music.
Yeah. Did you ever have another job than this?
Yes. Yes, of course. I studied art school for 10 years. And after this, I was a graphic motion designer and different agency and then luxury brand also. And then I became a VJ artist for the techno electronic music parties, and then a DJ.
All right, if we look at you as a teenager, who were you like in school?
I was super alone.
What?
People were afraid about me because, I don't know, because different, you know. So
you were into metal then? You were into metal?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was wearing black with long hair. And yes, I was a bit different, and I had basically not a lot of friends. And I was working because I wanted to reach the best school in Paris. And so because I come from a small village, and so I was just working for the future.
Always determined.
Yeah.
You always been like...
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yes, trying to do my best, always.
Yeah.
Always. And let's see.
Already.
Not perfect, but I really try to give me all the opportunities.
Yeah.
And then it's better to have the choice.
Yeah. I just remember I saw you over a year ago at Cinoid. And I was front row the whole time. Yeah.
But that's the fun stuff in Berlin, because people when they tell me I was front, I'm like, fuck, I didn't see you because it's so dark.
And you were so focused too. Yeah. Like I could see that you were just like boom. But that's when I was really connecting with you. Then I was like, you know, feeling it in the heart.
Yes, I'm so happy to hear that because for me, when I play, it comes from the inside. It's real emotion for me. When I play, I put everything in it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's
not just
off.
Acting. Yeah, I really feel the all the vibration, all the frequencies and everything. And each time, it's like for me the first time, you know, and I've been
wow, I love that. That's amazing. Never a bad. But did you ever go to a set and you were not able, like you were, your brain was somewhere else and you were not able to connect or to get into it?
I had difficult challenges sometimes. Mm. When shit happens, just before playing, and but to be honest, I actually the happiest moments in my life are behind the booth. So I will not let anybody ruin my mood when I play. This is the only moment I can just put everything in my head away and just focus on the music because this moment is my fucking moment. This is the moment I live for, and this is what makes me happy. So. Nobody is gonna steal that moment.
Wow. Well, and if we go back in time, you were into metal, and how come your musical journey evolved to what it is today? How did you start producing and DJing and get into electronic music?
So yes, after being VJ a few years for queer parties in Paris. I was doing the visuals with a totally freedom, which is so rare in each job. I mean, I was totally free because nobody understood what I was doing. You know, VJ. And in a few years ago, nobody knew what was VJ. So I was totally free, doing my stuff, and I was really and enjoying it. And after years, I was like, ah, fuck, I also want to... to act on the music, you know, to play, to because I deliver emotion through the visuals, but music is so powerful. So, yes, and so this was growing up inside me. And one day, I was super shy, actually, to start music because I thought I was too old. I was an old lady.
Really? How old were you then?
I was like 28.
Oh, wow. Imagine if you would have not done it.
Because I had my career in the graphic motion design, everything. Yeah. And I was good. I had a career. And then I stopped everything. I stopped everything to change it. So I was like, I have to do it well, you know. I have to success because if not, I'm fucked.
So from when you decided that this is going to be your career path, how long did it take before you felt that you could like do it completely or just this?
When I started to talk to my friends, like art musicians, friends, to tell them, okay, I want to start music. You know, for me, it was like the big stuff to express. And they told me, of course, do it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. But when I start to just say it, in my mind it was done already, and I was like, I will do it, and I will do it 300% because I changed my whole life now to live actually a childhood dreams. Because when I was child, my first emotion were for the music, and I wanted to play music and stuff. Like piano and drums and everything.
But
because it was quite noisy and expensive, actually.
Yeah.
So I didn't do I was into art. Yeah. It was nice.
For free.
For free. Exactly. Art for free.
Yeah.
So yes, when I told my friends I would like to start a music project and stuff. In my mind that was done. I would do it and I would do it and I will succeed because there is no other choice. Actually, I will work day and nights, days and nights. Oh, my whole life is dedicated to the music. I really want to do it, to give all my heart, all my energy to this. And I really trust that if you put all your energy and work and everything you have into something, you can do it, actually. You can do it. Who can stop you? Nobody. Yeah.
But then, because I think a lot of people can feel that they can feel this for a short amount of time, and then self-doubt starts to come in, and it's like, who am I? I'm competing with all these amazing artists, and you know, like, did you ever feel doubt along your growth?
Doubt? Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. Always, every day. I think doubt is necessary to... Mm. Yes, it's necessary. But I started not... I'm ambitious, but I'm patient also, you know? I have to prove, I have to learn, I have to practice, I have to become a good DJ also. Yeah. And it takes years and years and years to be an amazing DJ, I think. The best ones, they have years and years of work. And that's... why they are so good, because the mix is perfect for the emotion, the frequencies, and they can feel the crowd in second and everything. So it takes time. Mm. And I don't want to be here like this, you know. I like the journey, actually. I really enjoy this journey of experimenting a lot of stuff, meeting my heroes, you know, and I'm super happy and to be in this family now, and I hope I hope to do huge stuff in the future. But I'm patient. I have to prove a lot of things to produce also, to be good producer, be good DJ, be a good person, having good network.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything.
But that's also interesting, because then at some point you started to produce your own tracks. So how was that decision? Like, did it come natural to you? Or was it, how come you knew that, like, you had something inside of you that you needed to get out that was completely you?
The production part, especially. I started produce when I started mixing, because for me
at the same time.
At the same time. At the same time, from zero, from scratch, I started, okay, I will become a DJ. Okay, let's open this. Ableton, what is this? And I was like, really, really? Yeah. Record pause, what is this? To set up my tracks. I was like, oh, I have to match the same BPM. From zero, you know, from zero. I was like, okay. And so it wasn't something natural at all. And for me, production is really something very, very important. For me, I'm super shy with the production compared to DJing, because for me, this is something you release and it's here forever. You know what I mean? So it's like a movie. Like, for me, this is a testimony of something, you know, and you give it to the world. And this is not just a rave with a few people at some 1-2 hours. So for me, this is the biggest challenge, to be able to produce good music and to be part of the music scene as artist. For me, this is something I work a lot on, the production and to improve.
Was it easy for you to find your own niche, the music that you want to create yourself, when you started, or did it come? Because I'm often thinking about, like, me as I'm more, my journey has been more of the writing kind of art form, but then I had a hard time sometimes to navigate with the styles that people write that I enjoy reading, and finding my own style.
Yes.
So I just wonder, musically, how it worked for you.
I also have to find my sound, you know. Mm. It for me it takes time because I also record all my samples, everything with the machines, because I really want to experiment. And I let me explain to you. When I want to produce, sometimes I have an idea. Oh yes, I would like to do a track like this. Blah, blah. Never. It never happens. No, it yeah. never happens.
Yeah.
I open my Ableton Station, and then because also I have some TDHA and stuff. So oh, this sound looks great. Oh yes, let's go here. Then let's go here. Let's go. You know. So if when I have one idea, it's impossible to go straight to the end of the idea. So my music, DJing, and productions are really based on my emotion, my feelings, how I feel the music at some, or yes, this sound makes me crazy. So okay, I'm gonna use it, and I'm gonna create the bass line, the drums around, or it. I mean, the beginning is a sound that makes me crazy. So I experiment, and then this is good. Yeah. So I keep it. You know,
does it pop into your head?
Yeah, exactly, like this.
Oh yeah,
exactly. Wow. It's just head but body. It's more body actually than head, because my head try to do something like this, because I'm also like this, but I have two people inside, and the other part is like ooh. So
the
struggling all the time.
The heart leads the way.
Yes, the heart. My heart leads everything.
Amazing. Did you have anyone who kind of like guided you along your journey, that like an artist that was meaningful to you during your early years?
Yes. And Ellen was the first inspiration. And Ellen and Paola for the dark techno, rough techno music, amazing sets, right? And Ellen also for the music, is less dark for sure, but also the vibe. For me, she's such a model. She learned me everything. She doesn't know, but she learned me everything.
Yeah.
I was going out to a party very often to watch Ellen Arian playing when I was a teenage and later, before studying music actually. And you know, you were talking about it and connecting the people, and you have also to feel that connection. And for me, Ellen is all about the connection. She gives so much to the people, and she's so happy. You can feel she sweat from the happiness, yeah. The music, and this is crazy. Actually, she can twist the vibe in a dance floor, wherever you want. She just appears, and then she brings her vibe, and so joyful and also trippy ones, and I got my best dances on her set for sure. And she learned me also that you know, you don't have to be perfect with the techniques and everything. Mm. It's not just being focused doing the perfect set. It's about sharing also. It's very, very important. And she taught me this.
Ellen is so much about energy, which you also seem like, or like obviously you are also very much about energy. And like,
true.
And I think that's also something maybe that, I mean, to me, I feel that people who, you don't have to necessarily be aware of it, that you're creating an energy. But if you do, I think that's like, to me, the key to owning the room.
Yeah.
And to transforming an energy.
For me too. This is what I try to do each time. I want to have that feeling like, wow, we were one, you know,
we were
one all together. And,
yeah.
And in Berlin, I can feel that very often when I play Berlin. Also, I think because the no phones, nothing, super dark, and you just focus. You can't focus on anything else, actually, because you see nothing. You just have the music. And this is so good. You can feel, I don't see the people, but I feel their energy and the electricity in the room. And I mean, it gives me goosebumps each time, really. This is crazy. I really, really love to play in a dark atmosphere like this. I don't have to show off, you know.
Owning the room.
Yeah.
and to transforming an energy.
For me too. This is what I try to do each time. I want to have that feeling like, wow, we were one, you know, or we were just one all together and in bed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I can feel that very often when I play Berlin. Also, I think because the no phones, nothing, super dark, and you just focus. You can't focus on anything else, actually, because you see nothing. You just have the music. And this is so good. You can feel, I don't see the people, but I feel their energy and the electricity in the room. I mean, it gives me goosebumps each time, really. This is crazy, crazy. I really, really love to play in a dark atmosphere like this. I don't have to show off, you know. It's more, I can be myself 100% and be so true, so... It's totally me. Like I have the feeling I'm at home in my room and people are in my room. You know,
like when you started, I guess. Yes. I love it.
I think the music is like medication also to help us to release all the tension, the stress, the depression, the everything you can feel. Listening to and watching all the shitty stuff in this crazy world. So that's why also I think the music is going harder and faster and everything, because we have this hurry, the rush, and it's becoming also more aggressive at this time. And I think it's related to also the general feeling in the world, like wars. And exactly. It's so sad. It's so horrible. And you have to release. You have to release, not on your people. So dance floor is the best to just release and transform. That's what I try to do. Say release the everything, the strong feelings, you know, but transform it to something more bright and more with some hope also, and with some love all together, like. For me, music is how I see the music, and I'm also sensitive to the world, and that's why I play this kind of music since a long time, actually, because I am so sensitive, hypersensitive, like a lot of artists, and for me, it's a necessity to play this kind of stuff, because every day I feel a lot of bad energies in the world, you know, and all of this is a bit toxic also. So for me, the hard music is just another language to talk about this without talking, and universe talk, actually. So we can all talk about this in the club and with careful feelings all together. Oh, yes, we feel that this is hard, but... We enjoy also, and we pass through this hard and deep emotion, and that's why I'm questioning my set. The tension between like dark and deep, and we feel that this is hard, but we enjoy also, and we pass through this hard and deep emotion, and that's why I'm questioning my set. The tension between like dark and deep and raw stuff and some moment of breathing and hope. That's what I try to create in the set, in the narration of the set. So maybe if someday the world is just beautiful, and I would play more I don't know, more groovy stuff or ambient, or I don't know what. No, but yeah. I love hard techno, and I add some influences, depends on the context.
I love your answer so much. Okay, so I hear a lot that from some people, they're like stressed about that the techno is going faster and faster, and it makes them anxious. It sounds like, it feels like they're getting anxious about it because they're like, what
DJs
happened?
DJs, you mean?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And also some, like their audience, do you feel it, is that something you notice as well, or...
Yes, a bit. I can feel it getting crazier and crazier. And to be honest, also with this crazy fast stuff, I also recently got some rude behavior from the people. It's first time, very first time, you know, aggressive and rude behaviors from a few people. It's really a few ones, but I can feel... It's coming, you know, from where? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And really, I
think internet. I think the internet, because I can, this is also why I ask it, because I can read these threads where people are like, it's two different sides, and they're like, or like, I think the one side is pushing more than the other. I think the hard techno side feels pretty much safe. But I think the more the other side is kind of like getting a bit defensive, like this is our music a little bit.
Yes. And in techno music, you have so many different techno style. Actually, so I'm so bad to put a name of this is exactly this style. This style. To be honest, we are mixing a lot of style today. So it's, but for me, the techno now is really going to hardcore, which is at some point not anymore techno for sure. when I remember when I was starting DJing, I was playing the hardest DJ. Always doing closing because who could play after me and blah blah blah. And now I have the feeling I play the softer, you know. No, joking, but
you're not the hardest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And for me, it's totally fine because I don't want to follow a trend. It's as I told you, I have to be aligned with what I play and to be aligned with my body, my emotions, and the what I deliver. So I don't feel the 180 BPM. I feel good, a bit slower, but still hard. So for me, most important thing today is try to not follow trends. I'm totally aware of the trends. And if I want to, I will put some hardcore, you know, but not because I have to.
Yeah.
This is very important. And it depends the venue, the vibe. And sometimes I can go fucking crazy, super hard, because the context is here for this. And sometimes I can also play really slower, more groovy, still industrial, but, you know, a bit different. And I love this too. So for me, each context is different. And... the most important is not the trend, is to connect. So, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. And I don't care about the this is techno, this is not techno. Most important is do something meaningful for you, something that you can interpret, that you can defend, that you can assume 100%. And that's the most important, to be honest, you know, honest with what you deliver. For me, this is the only way I could do music.
Yeah.
This is the only way. So,
getting back to what you said in the beginning here. It's just who you are as an artist.
And sometimes it's a bit difficult to say no to some stuff because they expect this because of the trend. But, okay, so you know, you have to... Well, I have to choose to do a good balance, because fine, I also want to make people happy, of course, and but I still want to stay who I am, you know, and develop my artistic project over the years and not over the trends. So yes, that's a balance to find. And this is one of the difficulty to not be so pushed by the trends and the pressure of this, and to keep yourself, to stay yourself and be true, honest. And I think this is how, in my mind, I think this is how I can survive trends over the years and be there in 10 years and 20, like Ellen, in fact, she's still there enjoying that as the first day. That's crazy. This is a real model. I wish... I wish me the same career, to be honest, and the same happiness of doing it.
Yeah, for sure. We have now come to the part of the podcast where if you are or want to become a Patreon and get to listen to our extra material, you'll hear Cassie giving her absolute best tips on how to gain inspiration and tell us about her studio and creative process and what it looks like. This was yum, and to listen to it, go to patreon.com/playfulmagazine. I am curious about when you are, like, how your production journey looks like from, like, entering the studio to a finished track. Like, not only how you know a track is finished, even though I'm very interested in that too.
But good question. The hardest question. When is the track finished?
I want to know. No, but also... are there anything specific you need in the studio? Like, you have to have this kind of food or this drinks, or you need to do it in the evening or the morning, or, you know,
yes, all I have some,
Ooh.
A lot of joints for sure. Yes, I'm a stoner. Like a lot of people in the hard industry and stuff, they are stoners, to be honest. The harder you play, the chiller you are. Really, that's so funny. So I need always candles.
Candles,
very, very important. I can't produce without candles. So yes, I have a warm light and shaded warm light with candles. Raptors also looking at me like just.
How many do you have?
Yes,
you have more than these three or?
No, I just start my family now. So yes. From yes, because I heard dinosaurs are not dead, of course. So I traveled the world to bring back my family. Yes, yes.
Amazing.
They were all gifts from gigs. People gave me that when I was playing. So I'm super happy.
They are beautiful.
Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Super happy. Anything
you. Anything you eat or drink that is like a must?
Yes, wine.
Red or white?
Red wines and coffee. Because after a few drinks, I'm drunk, so this is not good.
No.
I don't want to be drunk, so just a few glass of wine and coffee, to not sleep and work till 10 a.m. I like to have like 2-3 days at the studio, putting my phone off and... I don't care about what time is it, blah, blah. I just focus on the music, how I feel. I do my stuff and nobody can reach me. I love this. And at 10 a.m. when I'm a bit tired, to be honest, after the full night, I go to the bakery, eating my croissant and coffee.
Wait, you've been producing during the night?
Oh, yes, always at night.
Because first I was like, maybe she meant p.m. when I'm a bit tired in the evening.
No.
A.M.
Yes. Yes, true. I don't sleep during the night.
No.
I sleep
like a vampire.
The day.
I love
yes,
it.
That's so true. Yes.
A raptor vampire.
Yes.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Right?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, so during the night, always, because this is the time I can focus the most. Because during the day, you have a lot of interactions. A lot of interactions and messages or calls, everything, and I can't focus, so this is impossible. But yes, so I start mostly during the night. I like this is so quiet outside. I have no sound to disturb me. So I'm the most focused during the night. So I prefer in this moment to produce. And yes, I wake up when sun goes to sleep.
And what time do you fall asleep then? After breakfast, after 10, so like 11, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Oh, God. That was so yummy to hear. I loved it. Okay, I have a little game for us.
Okay.
It's called This or That. I do it often here.
Okay.
It's either this or it's that. This is this or that.
Cigarettes or weed?
Weed.
Yeah. You'd stop smoking before stopping weed, then, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, night walks by
because as you can see, I have a lot of energy, and so I don't do drugs like speed drugs because it's crazy. I could walk on the telling you. No, I need to. So, yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, to just ground.
Yes, exact.
I think Ellen recommended me, she was like, you need to smoke. Your head is everywhere. At some point, and I was like, all right.
It doesn't help the head. No.
No, I think it was like...
It helps the body, just the...
I think it was from taking me down from the because top of the head and to the center of it, you know?
But it's, yes, for the body, you feel more grounded. And you can think better.
Yeah, because she said she's also up in the head a bit, and then you're often... Then weed can...
Yes.
Be nice to take you down.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Night walks by yourself or morning meditation?
Night walker.
Yeah, night
of
walks.
Course.
Yeah,
of course. Oh, yes. And that's the... When I started music and DJing also, I was walking a lot during the night alone with my headphones to listen to techno. That's the thing I like the most. Walking during the night with techno music. And once... I did that, but I was a bit drunk and I just bumped into something. And the day after, I was traveling to Berlin with my previous agency and I lost a teeth during the meeting. Like, really, 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 really.
What?
Yes.
Because you walked into something and it
just... Yes. And I was in Berlin like this. Yes, because when I...
And now it's back?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Which one is it?
I don't remember. I have a lot of false here.
Your teeth are perfect.
No.
They did a good job.
They
it
did
looks
a good
amazing.
Job. They did a good job.
Yeah. So not anyone really. Who loses a tooth?
Take note.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Okay.
Night walks. Always.
Front row or behind the DJ in the booth?
Behind the booth. I need spaces to dance.
Yeah.
I need, because if not, I punch people. As...
We want to see you dance now.
Yes. Yes. And when I started DJing, I went to all the booths of DJ. I knew nobody, but I was just dancing. So people let me, you know, inside the booth. And that's how I met Ellen and Miro also and his friends years ago, because I was just the girl alone dancing in the DJ booth and also to watch, to learn. Oh, amazing. She's doing this, that. Okay. Yeah. So behind the booth, for sure. 100%.
Oh, all right. One best friend or 10 semi-good ones?
Or 10?
10 semi-good friends. One really close or 10 not so close?
No, good. Close. And especially now, I choose carefully my closest people.
Yeah, because the energy is not unlimited.
Yes.
And time. Time is maybe the most... especially for you. All right. Rap or heavy metal? We know this one.
No. You could be surprised because heavy metal is not my favorite style of metal, and I also love rap, to be honest.
I yes. love that I put this question also in.
Love rap. For me, with the metal and rap is something really interesting. I don't have the background, so it's quite new for me, like metal. I have the background, it's more natural, but rap music, I'm very, very interested by this, and I would like to try some stuff, some hybrid stuff.
It's like French,
in the future.
Is it French rap or like American rap? Or
American rap, I like American rap, also Italian rap. Also. But this is more for the Italian rap is for holidays. because it's a ragazza.
Okay. I know, it's like, yes. Need to delve into this. I'm so curious.
On the road, Italian rap is so good.
I want to be in a car with you and listen please. With a cabriolet and listen exactly. to Italian rap.
With sunglasses and
yeah. Oh, I'm feeling it. Love that. Okay. Kneipe or cocktail bar?
What is Kneipe?
Yeah, it's Kneipe is this super German dark bars. The bar staff are often very old and very German, and it's very dark inside, and they serve like pints of beer and like Mexicana.
Oof. So this or
cocktail bar, like some rooftop bar.
Nothing. I prefer like dry whiskey or something like this.
Dry whiskey,
No ice. No cocktail. Yeah. Mm. Yes, no ice. I like dry alcohols, tasty and dry and strong like this.
No.
I don't like to mix. I don't like sugar that much, so. Alcohol is sugar, but I mean, I don't have to add.
Exactly. You like the like dry whole stuff like this. Aroma.
At the bar.
Yeah. Tinder or meeting at a bar?
Meeting at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have any app. I'm so bad to meet people on the internet. I really needed to connect, really, to feel the person and to. By text message, I'm the most boring person.
Really?
yes. By text message, I'm the worst.
Do you do voice messages or do you type?
I never did a voice message.
No,
because for me, I prefer to call the people.
Yeah, same,
you know.
Yeah.
For me, it's weird this kind of stuff. I really need to be real.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like an old lady with the technology. I'm like, everybody is making vocals and it looks so practical, actually. It's so easy, you know?
Yeah.
But old-fashioned for this. Old-fashioned at the bar.
No, I'm with you. Only if I drive, I would do it. But otherwise, no.
Yeah, sure.
All right, last one. Indian food or pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Italian good pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, I feel Italian vibes here.
I'm half Italian, by the way.
What? I didn't know that. You speak Italian?
No. No. I don't have this background now, the language, but I'm learning now because I really want to, to connect more with my origins. And I can feel I'm already part of the country. I have the blood, you know, but I don't have the words.
You learn through rap maybe too. You can learn the language.
Yes, true. We could exchange. We could text in Italian with Metraf. That could be.
Perfect. Great. All right. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Oh, we're already done. I wish we could do that for hours.
I know.
Hours.
Same. We actually do have the extra material still.
Okay.
That's only for our Patreons.
Thank you so much,
Cassie. I love to be in your energy.
I was, waiting for a long time for meeting you, really.
Same.
Super glad.
Same.
Super glad to meet you.
I think I feel that I have
and
met
next
you.
Next time we have to party together.
I would fucking love that.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining and see you next week.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.